I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors.
Now we travel out to the Whitlock Bay area. Pro guide Chuck Krause. And Chuck, wind and weather, how's the walleye fishing or smallmouth bass fishing up in the Whitlock Bay area, north or south?
Well, the weather's been pretty decent. You know, we've been having a few fronts come in. We had one night before last that kind of juggled our fishing up a little bit. But we were out till noon yesterday. I think we had four boats out. And, you know, the highlight was probably the smallmouth bass yesterday. The walleyes were pretty tough. I think we did manage to scratch a couple, two or three walleyes per boat. But we had some really dandy smallmouth. I know my boat, we had one right at 5 pounds, and then we had some others in that 3.5 to 4 pound range. But walleyes were tough yesterday. They're out deep. You could see them hanging out there deep, and as the morning progressed, they started coming up a little bit. And about as shallowest as what we ever found them was about 35 foot, but they were out in about 60. So we're thinking today now, with a little stable weather yesterday afternoon and tonight, we got a little bit of a northwest wind, maybe 12, 13 mile an hour. We're hoping that they're ready to go for us this morning. But all last week, the bite was pretty decent. We caught fish most every day last week, so it hasn't been too bad.
And then down by Pier, Chuck, the salmon fishing, just getting started, but probably pretty slow.
Quite a few people, a lot of activity, not a lot of results. I think a good day right now is if you can go out and catch a salmon, that's a pretty good day. But I have heard of one real big fish right around 30 pounds, a 27-pounder, 26-pounder. So I think that's been the attraction there. If you do get one, they're pretty decent. So quite a bit of activity, just not a lot of results. I'd say maybe one out of 20 boats a day is maybe catching a salmon.
Chuck Krause, Pro Guide, west of Gettysburg in the Whitlock Bay area. Thank you. Well, now we travel down to Brookings Game Fish and Parks offices, biologist Dave Lucchese. And Dave, this time of the year, are you still continuing with your fisheries research and some netting?
Yeah, we're wrapping up our lake survey season right now. And we're on the Oakwoods East and West Lake this last week. And things look really good still there. Both lakes had high net catches of walleyes, and those walleyes were nice fat fish ranging from, most of them were in that 16 to 22, 24 inch class. I think they might be, before you run out there, they might be kind of tough to catch just because they were full of young perch. But anyways, and the perch population looks pretty good in both lakes, too. So I think those lakes have potential possibly this fall, this winter, to produce some good fishing. But you never know with the Oakwoods. They can be tough. So other lakes, we worked on Oak Lake, which is northeast of the town of White there. And that lake looks pretty good, too. I think net catches of walleyes, yellow perch were pretty good. So potentially some good fishing in there. And that lake, you want to catch right at ice up, but it seems like it produces its best catches. For fishing around the region, Lake Thompson continues to be pretty good. I did hear one report of some bigger fish, even brown anglers coming off the south end of the lake. People fishing the grade, people fishing in boats, out in that shallow water on the south end. So that looks to be pretty good. I think Sinai, you can still head over there and catch some smallmouths. I've heard of a few walleyes coming out. So I think the fishing there is still reasonably good. Other lakes around the region, a fair number of anglers are still headed up to Ponset. I know the number of keepers out there, it seems like it's tough to catch a keeper, but if you want fast action for 14-inch walleyes, that's a pretty good bet. Further south, the Madison Lakes have been pretty quiet. I know Brant Lake had a bite within the last couple of weeks. They were catching fish out there. And a mixed bag, smallmouth, walleye, some perch in the mix, crappie. Beaver Lake, I think, continues to put out a few fish. That's down by Humboldt. And I did get one report from Chad Williams, the conservation officer, that they were picking up a few walleyes just below Flandreau Dam, and that may have been with those increased flows with the recent rain.
So normally during the year, the lake, these rivers would be pretty, low, but it seems like you've had timely rains between south of Watertown all the way to south of Sioux Falls most of this spring and summer.
Yeah, you know, right now the Big Sioux is pretty full, especially for this time of year, and so I think that's why you're getting a pulse of good fishing right now. Normally, you'd be in the doldrums of summer and be lucky to catch a few catfish.
You know, Dave, with the onset of weirs, I know up here in this area with pelican and compesca, I think it's kind of cut down on habitat for minnows and for fish for spawning, maybe more northern than walleye, but also probably doesn't permit a lot of fish migration anymore. Outside of pelican and compesca weirs, are there any other weirs between Watertown and Sioux Falls, to your knowledge?
I'm not sure of that. I know that there's an outlet structure at Campbell there, and they redid that, and that might limit some of the movement of fish out of that lake into the Big Sioux. But, you know, I would agree. I think the Big Sioux often receives its fish during these high water periods when fish exit our lakes and end up in the river. So that might cut back on some of the walleye fishing on the river.
Dave Lucchese, biologist out of Sioux Falls and Brookings. Thank you. Well, now we head over to Esteline in Hamlin County, and Dan Sternhagen, conservation officer with the Game Fish and Parks. And Dan, the old standbys, Albert and Ponset, are they giving up any fish in the last week?
Yeah, there's definitely a few fish out there. The weather this last week was ideal for that perch fisherman. We didn't have a lot of wind. Albert, I'll start off with Albert. Albert, once again, low success rate. Everyone that we talked to, the fishing was definitely on the down end. Not a lot of success over there. On Ponset, Saturday, it really surprised me. There was a ton of fishermen out, a ton of people trying for the perch. Out of all the people that we talked to, there was some perch coming off. Nothing crazy though yet. I would imagine in a week or two that bite should be taken off, but, it's hard to tell where they're going to be and what they're biting on yet, because the success rate still isn't there. You know, the most that we saw was 3, 4, 5 fish in a boat. So,
say, Dan, have you seen any? Every year, it seems like a number of people try catfishing off that south end or a little east of the state park. Have you seen any cat fishermen this year?
You know, I haven't down there. The one area that I do see cat fishermen pretty religiously is up in that Hammers Beach, is what the locals call it on Ponce, that northeast access area right at the outlet. This last spring, I did see a handful of guys do fairly well on the catfish up there. Lately, though, I really haven't seen a whole lot of guys down by the state park area trying for the catfish yet.
Is anybody short?
I imagine they'll start soon.
Okay. Is anybody shore casting or boats on dry lake just north of Ponset?
I did catch one boat out there. I know him personally, and I haven't had a chance to talk to him yet. He's a local resident of Esteline, so I should get on and talk to him. That perch bite that was out there this spring, that would be an interesting lake to get out there. I don't have any idea what the structure is like out there, so if you guys are taking boats out there, be cautious for any hazards that would be under the water, but you would think there got to be a lot of nice perch in that lake.
Dan Sternhagen, CEO out of Hamlin County, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Well, for you hunters in this area that want to sharpen the eye for the upcoming fall waterfowl seasons for ducks and geese and also pheasant season, Don't forget about the Watertown Trap and Skeet Club, and their season's now in full mode right here. And if you want some more information on that, you can give Kerry Jorgensen a call at 882-1961 or Marty Burkhart, 880-4184. Well, the South Dakota State Parks are going to host some outdoor events August 11th through the 13th. There's a bike rodeo at Oakwood Lake State Park, also a rodeo at Lake Ponset Recreation Area, and a Dutch oven cookout up at Richmond Lake near Aberdeen. Coming up on Saturday, September 9th, it's Glacial Lakes Youth Sports Fest from 8:30 in the morning, 3 p.m. in the afternoon, and that is out at the Watertown Trap and Skeet Range. Pre-registration is required by 5 p.m. September 5th, and you can call the regional office in Watertown, 882-5200. This is open to ages 8 through 14 years. Shotgun shooting, .22 shooting, muzzle loader shooting, trapping presentation, turkey hunting tactics, waterfall hunting skills, and archery shooting. Again, September 9th, 8:30 to 3. Call 882-5200 for ages boys and girls 8 to 14 years old. The Game Fish and Parks has launched a new interactive online tool about South Dakota birds. It highlights a total of 250 of the species. And for more information on this, for this link, go to the Game Fish and Parks link and click on Game GF&P News for this bird highlights and interactive online tool. Also, a four-person scramble golf tournament August 19th at the Prairie Winds Golf Club in Watertown. And this is a fundraiser for the Isaac Walton League for conservation, education, and youth projects. For more information on this golf tournament on August 19th, call Doug Alvine at 881-7496. For the Outdoor Show, I'm Don Fierstead. Now we head up to Big Stone Lake on the South Dakota side. We're talking to Don at Schmidt's Landing, and weather permitting and everything, walleyes, perch, what's happening?
Perch is still the word for Big Stone Lake. We have a lot of perch anglers hitting the waters. Our weather has just been awesome for that, just a light little breeze. Once in a while, a little shower will go through. A week ago, we had about an inch and a half of rain, which was very welcomed. But that didn't deter the fishermen. They just wait for it to quit and then get out there on the water. Again, all of those traditional perch spots are kicking out some fish. Again, we're seeing a lot of them in that 6 to 8 inch range. Guys that are being a patient and have a lot of tenacity will sort through smaller ones to keep some that are 9, 10 inches. If you get out there and pull crankbaits, sometimes you get larger perch. You got larger 10, 11 inches that are hitting those lures. The walleye fishing, actually, I can say, is starting to come back. That weed growth that everybody was concerned about on the north end of the lake and the curly pond weed, those weeds have disappeared. We have a lot more fishable water. I had two gentlemen staying with me, went out two separate days. Pulled crankbaits from about Shady Beach up around Mallard Point, north up to the Gray Barn. Came back each day with a nice limit, a limit and a half of walleyes. The walleyes are running 16, 18 inches, which are just perfect for the pan. I would encourage people, if they want to try a different body of water or have been on Big Stone faithfully, keep coming. Those fishing's only going to get better here on out.
Hey, Donna, the walleye fishermen pulling plugs, did they happen to mention what kind of plugs they were using?
The one that gentleman came in and bought was just that traditional perch-colored one. They were pulling at about 2.5 miles per hour and tried to stay in about 9 feet of water.
Would that be a 5 or 7 shad wrap then?
That's a 5, yep. Okay. Number 5 deep perch pattern.
So maybe the walleyes are suspended up there like they are in a number of lakes around here.
It could be. It's all Mother Nature. She kind of throws us a curve once in a while, but once we figure her out, she does reward us quite well.
Well, Don at Big Stone Lake, Schmidt's Landing, thank you, and you have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, now we head up to the Webster offices of Game Fish and Parks biologist, Dr. Brian Blackwell. And as far as test netting in lakes, where are you at this past week or this week?
Yeah, last week the crew was over on Mina. Didn't see a whole lot of walleyes. The bluegills are looking better. Bluegill numbers look pretty decent on that lake. Few crappies, a few old bullheads, as well as some channel catfish there. This week, they're over on Richmond, and again, similar situation. We're just not seeing many walleyes. Lots of bullheads in the system right now, as well as some perch. You know, both those lakes are, you know, old reservoirs. They're starting to show their age. You know, the fish communities just aren't looking like they were, you know, 20, 30 years ago. Things have, you know, we've still put in a lot of the, you know, the lake areas, and it's just, you know, things are changing, and it's pretty tough, you know, to keep a good fish population going in those two lakes now.
Well, as far as fishing results, anything in Marshall or the northern lakes in Day County?
No, I think there's some activity going on. I'm hearing some reports of some panfish coming out of Clear Lake. Not very many walleyes up there right now. Some bass being caught. Roy, I think, is a similar deal where, you know, if people get out, they're catching a few smallmouth, maybe some largemouth, and you know, there's a handful of walleyes, maybe some northern pike. South Buffalo, similar. You know, people are trying for some bluegills. It sounds like every once in a while they'll get a few. Largemouth bass bite at times can be pretty good on South Buffalo. Lynn, looks like there's still, you know, some people catching some bigger fish. We don't see a lot of smaller fish, you know, the eater-sized fish, it seems like, out of Lynn right now. But definitely some bigger walleyes coming out of that lake.
Is Midland and Lynn not connected anymore?
No, they wouldn't be connected. It's been a couple years since we've seen a connection there. Midland still, you know, a decent place to go if you're looking for some nice walleyes. That'd be a good choice as well.
As far as Wabe and Bitter, still all the pressure going there, most of it.
Yeah, I would say so. Wabe seems like this last week has been a better bite than Bitter. I've talked to a few people that have done well on Wabe. Catching some, you know, they're nice looking fish. Bitter, if you find the fish, and you'll do all right, but seems like that bite slowed down a little bit, and I'm guessing that maybe some food became available of the right size, so when walleyes are finding something to eat, so it's a little tougher bite right now.
Wabe, any idea what part of the lake they're having some success at?
You know, I think most people are putting down in on the south end, probably going up to that school bus point area. Straight out from Canego, and there Mary's fishing old row beds. Sounds like it's, you know, no magical depth. It sounds like they're kind of moving all over finding fish.
Nothing worked out on Reitz Lake yet?
No, we, you know, the Reitz made an offer when we're still working on a matrix trying to determine how what we're going to do as far as on Reitz as well as other non-meander waters where we're going to try to gain access where people will start fishing those.
As far as water conditions then, Day County, is it in a little better shape or still needs a lot of rain for the lakes and for agriculture?
You know, we've been catching some rains, so it's definitely the agriculture. Looking as far as driving by, it looks like, you know, a lot of things are green and fields look pretty decent on the crops, I would say. But overall, I'd say we're still in a deficit as far as moisture goes. And you know, to fill these lakes up, it's going to take a lot of snow. We tend to get our best rise on the water levels going from the snow and melt in the spring. So, you know, it's not a good thing to, you know, most people don't like to have a lot of snow, but it definitely would help our lakes if we got some snow this winter.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, Webster Game Fish and Parks, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.